It's brutal, bloody, and fortunately, brief. Bare-knuckle boxing has exploded in popularity in Russia in the past 2 years. The organisers put that down to pent-up aggression from a struggling economy and COVID-19. Pavel Shulsky is one of the current champions and the man to beat. From a small Russian town, he's not working at the moment.
The hardest part of the fight is when you're waiting for the judge's decision. I enjoy the fight. I've put a lot of work into it, training for 1 or 2 months for the sake of 3 rounds of 2 minutes.
On this night, Russia recorded an all-time high of COVID-19-related deaths, with an infection rate up 27% in the last week. For the organiser, whipping up the crowd, this seemingly never-ending bad news tempts more and more men and women into the ring.
We're not living in the easiest of times, not only in our country, but the whole world. And people wanted to release their emotions somewhere and get relief. And in Russia, a big percentage of the population live in tough circumstances, and this helps them get out of them.
In Russia, incomes are falling or have been stagnant for years.
The promoter describes these fights as gladiatorial. They're certainly very brutal, but appear to be a very effective way of releasing anger and frustration.
Several fighters were knocked to the floor while we filmed, and at least one left in an ambulance. But the organisers claim it's less dangerous than gloved boxing, where there are more punches and so more risks of long-term brain damage. A Russian doctor told Al Jazeera any strike to the head is dangerous and can cause Alzheimer's and other life-threatening injuries. As for what the fighters earn, no one would give us a figure, only saying they're paid handsomely for all the blood they spill. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Moscow.